This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm with the Clan's man of the match tonight, Michael Zakowski. Congratulations, that's two in a row.
Thank you. It was, the guys helped me good today, and we have a big win. We need this win.
Seems like you're settling more into life in the Elite League. Are you enjoying it a bit more now?
Yeah, it's great. I love the hockey here, and it's fun to play. And when in our building, it's always good crowd, so it's fun. And today we give the crowd a win.
Badly needed win as well.
Yeah, it was a big win for us.
What's it been like the last few weeks? Obviously, you got that win last week, the very first win of the season, which I think lifted some pressure off you guys as well. Has it been a bit more enjoyable the last week?
Yeah, I think we work hard every day, but of course when we got the win in Manchester, was like maybe the shoulder was like a little down for us. Maybe, even if we've been close to win, we have lost a lot of games in the beginning, so it was a big win for us. So now maybe it's looked better and better every day.
That's it. It looks as though the guys are finding the rhythm as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, now like we see, we battle hard all the game today, and then we score in the, like, was it 1 minute to the end or something?
15 to go, yeah.
So it's like a big win for us, so we try to take the new tomorrow.
How big a goal was that second one tonight?
How
big a goal was that?
It was huge. You know, when it's 1-1 game, and if it's go to overtime, you never know what's happened. So it was a huge goal, and for me it was a big goal also, so we got the win at home, you know, like.
Would you have fancied another overtime period if it went like that?
Excuse me?
Would you have fancied another overtime period?
Yeah, like we have lost like two or three times in overtime, so I was pretty happy when we scored the second one.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
But of course, now you've got Sheffield tomorrow, you go to the Champions tomorrow. Yep. Is this going to be even tougher?
Yeah, of course, it's a tough road game, but if we play like we have do the last weeks, work hard for each other, so then we have a good chance to win.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.